yourhealthnow.com.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett says Joe Paterno's failure to act at Penn State in the wake of the child abuse scandal that ensued over Jerry Sandusky, a former coach, is what sunk him. That's a kind way of putting it. Speaking of sinking, who's sinking in the polls and who isn't for the Republicans? They did have a debate over the weekend, and that's where it all really started to hang in the balance on Saturday and Sunday. People were talking about Penn State, and they were talking about the Republicans. Because I like to say that America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. I'm Kate Delaney, and this hour on America Tonight, we also have a We Can Count. Who did what at the box office? After all, we have our cheap movie reviews on Friday in our third hour, sending you into the weekend. Maybe somebody went out and saw the biopic on Hoover that stars Leonardo DiCaprio. I have not seen it, but I have seen some of the reviews on it. I did, however, watch a few other movies that I could review, but they've been out for a while, so you might have seen them. Maybe you can't stand the movies because it's just too expensive, and you'd rather do something else, or wait, as I am fond of saying, for the red box. What does it cost you, a buck or two when you go to the supermarket? But you have to be patient. It has to be a movie that you don't want to see on the big screen. Also, I'm going to tell you, because that's a numbers thing, I'm going to tell you about a malpractice award that now has been called the biggest ever in the state of Wyoming. I was kind of surprised at the amount, but I'll tell you what that is, and of course some of the numbers in the polls too as well. But here we start with the Occupy movement. You know, the Occupy movement is, I say, pick a place, look at a map of the United States, tell me if there's an Occupy movement or not, or look at it and ask me, is there an Occupy movement there or not? And I would probably tell you there is, especially in all the big cities. In Occupy Portland, the protesters, you know, are pushing on to leave for other cities. They're trying to hook up in other places. And in some of the Occupy cities, like in Philadelphia, the mayor has had enough. He's saying it's the same thing that they said in New York, that it's filthy and dirty and it's time to go home. So here's the mayor of Philly, Michael Nutter, his name is, and he's talking about the fact that really what they're doing with this group is they're just getting in the way of people that are the 99% who are trying to get to work, and it's very, very frustrating.
The behavior that we're now seeing is running squarely against the needs of our city government that also represents the very real 99%. As mayor of the city of Philadelphia, I represent the 99% also. Occupy Philly is now purposely standing in the way of nearly 1,000 jobs for Philadelphians at a time of high unemployment. The movement is about economic justice. Well, if you don't have a job and you can't get one as a result of a project that will result in upwards of 1,000 jobs for people here in the city, that seems to run counter to part of the purpose of the movement in the first place.
Yeah, so I think he's pretty succinct in what he was saying. And plus, on top of all of that, a woman protester at the encampment at City Hall was raped in a tent, allegedly, by a guy who had traveled from out of state to join the protest. The suspect was arrested almost immediately after the alleged attack, and the woman was hooked up with the special victims unit in that city. The rapist is reported to have been arrested a bunch of different times in connection with armed robberies in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And we're hearing other stories like that, too. See, here's the thing. The Occupy movements, I believe, are different depending on what city you're in and depending on what day you're there, too, by the way. The biggest is naturally New York. There are some very sincere people who are trying to let their voices be heard, feel like they want to be a part of this, and they're jumping on it. Then there are the people who, once arrested, you find out that they're privileged kids who live in Park Avenue Palaces who are part of Occupy Wall Street. They aren't the 99% by any stretch of the imagination. Then I read a story, you're going to love this one, that Jay-Z has shirts out. His company, because of course anybody who becomes a mogul ends up having a whole bunch of different companies, including you'd have to have sportswear or t-shirts or, you know, whatever. And he's got a company, a clothing line, and his clothing line put out an Occupy shirt, Occupy Wall Street shirt that people are buying up. But the money is not going to Occupy Wall Street. It's going into his pocket. Of course it is. And people are gobbling it up. He's smart. He's a capitalist, see? He's a capitalist. If you just dig a little deeper, you'll find out that maybe some of the Occupy movement isn't exactly what has been advertised. How long does it last? Does it end up coming together in a big way, like people are trying to compare it to the Tea Party, and I think there's some major differences, but okay. And the problem is what I said, is every city is different. Every face in this Occupy movement is different. Who are the true 99 percenters to the people who are just out there hanging out? Maybe they're trying to show support, but when you live on Park Avenue and you're getting driven in limousines, and you're going to Ivy League schools, you are not part of the 99%. Sorry, you are not. You are a silver spoon, kid. And it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. So I wonder if the Occupy movement is losing some of its steam or credibility or what. If you had to, I did this when it first started, but now it's been around for a while. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the ultimate best, that this is really a movement and this is going to stick around. It's going to mean something. People are going to talk about it, not just in current headlines, but someday in history books they'll mention it. Is it effective? Is there going to be an end game here? Is there something that's going to change because of the Occupy movement? So 10 would be the best. 1 the worst, not very much of an effect at all. I think the first time around I said like 5 or 6. I might reduce that to perhaps 3. And this is the problem, the lack of the organization. If one person's in charge, if a group of people are in charge, if money's being raised, if awareness is being raised in a certain direction, then that would change my opinion. But from everything that I can find out and everybody that we've talked to, that's not truly the case. It's not the case. Let's move on to something else. While we talk about the Occupy movement here in the United States, something has been occupying our minds for the last 5 days or so, and it's what happened at Penn State. Coming up, we're going to let you hear some more on the Penn State tragedy, because really it's a tragedy. More victims are coming forward. Jerry Sandusky continues to say that he's innocent, or he said he was innocent after the grand jury ended up charging him. He's out on bail. And the questions keep being asked, the same question, how did this happen? How was this allowed to continue? And moving forward, is there a way to change the law? Of course there is in Pennsylvania. And I think the law should be changed everywhere across the board. What do you think? That's next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
To not realize what's now happened at Penn State. And there are all kinds of things that are coming out that are starting to drop. And we knew this would happen. The story breaks. There's the initial reaction. There's the kids rioting at Penn State. There's Joe Paterno coming out of his house saying he didn't do enough. Then whammy, the next day, he's gone. Mike McQuarrie's on leave. He's the receivers coach who initially encountered Jerry Sandusky in the showers back in 2002 while he was allegedly sodomizing a 10-year-old boy. Randa Paterno told him the next day. Paterno pushed it higher up the chain, and then it died from there. Nothing happened. And suddenly there's this investigation, victims coming forward, and then it starts to unravel. So in light of what's happened now, more victims are coming out, and that makes sense because of the 15 years he was involved and because of all the years he was involved with Penn State and, frankly, having an office on campus and being able to use all the facilities there and recruiting. He was still recruiting for Penn State, which is so odd. So this abuse scandal, who knows how long or who knows how long actually the abuse has been going on at the hands of Jerry Sandusky. That could go back way before Penn State even, and there are charges that might be the case. But one of the big things was why? It's always why, the worst question ever. Why didn't this happen? Why didn't they do something? And there was a sign that I thought was so interesting. I watched a little bit of that Penn State-Nebraska game. And certainly it was televised, little snippets of it everywhere. And you had fans saying, I apologize to the victims with signs. You had fans that were dressed in blue, but blue not just for Penn State, but for the victims. And rewinding the clock back, there was a 23-page grand jury report that was released last weekend that described the crimes that Jerry Sandusky allegedly committed against the young boys between 1994 and 2009. Now, some of them were on campus and some of them were off campus, but they were during and after his time at that university. 2002, he had already retired, but he had full-on access to everything, including, as I keep mentioning, the office that he had. The question became, the graduate student Mike McQuarrie, who is now the receivers coach for Penn State, informed Paterno what he saw. And according to that report, Paterno then told his boss, the school's athletic director, Tim Curley, who's been charged, by the way, failing to report the abuse to authorities and misleading investigators. The senior vice president for finance and business, a guy named Gary Schultz, same thing. He's been charged with the same deal, not alerting the cops, basically, or the campus police, and misleading investigators. So prosecutors said or determined that they had a legal duty to report the abuse applied to them, the alleged abuse, but not McQuarrie and Paterno, which is ridiculous. So what about this law? What about changing the law? They have to change the law, because if you look at other states, you see that there are certain things that are now being pushed in light of Penn State, and some of them have already happened, to make it a law that if you see it, you have to report it. So this goes up the chain, but then dies. What were Schultz and Curley thinking? They didn't want it to get out, I guess, that they had this predator who had such a big position at Penn State. So Pennsylvania's mandatory reporting statute for suspected child abuse says now that when a staff member reports abuse, the person in charge of the school or the institution has the responsibility and the legal obligation to say something, to report it, or within the next, with a telephone call, when writing, within 48 hours to the Department of Public Welfare. And that didn't happen. That didn't happen. So both of them are right squarely in the middle of this, but not Paterno, not McQuarrie, has to change. Has to change. And there's already a Philly attorney who's representing some of these victims and has of abuse in the past, and it looks like he's going to represent maybe some of these victims at Penn State. And no, you know, no report. When Paterno told his boss no report was given to the cops, they fell down on the job. Clearly they fell down on the job. Why they didn't push it up, it could only be that they didn't want Penn State to be in the middle of this. They didn't want Penn State to be outed because of Sandusky, and figured that it would just, I guess, go away. I don't know. I mean, anybody who has a child, anybody who thinks about any of this nonsense going on, has to be infuriated. But we've already been there. We've already done that. They need to change the law. That's it. Period. They have to do that. The other shocking thing, and more victims are coming out, the other shocking thing about this is some of the other things that are happening, like the fact that Jerry Sandusky is still getting money from the school. He's still getting a pension, $58,000 plus a year. Cut the pension off. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hello, Kate. First of all, I didn't know God had a boss. Isn't like Joe Paterno a god there or something like that? The god of football?
Yes, he has an athletic director, because when you're the football coach, no matter if you are a god among men, you still have to report to the athletic director. And he did.
Well, did he have the authority to fire Sandusky himself?
Well, Sandusky was already done. He had retired in 1999. This happened in 2002.
Okay, so the abuse was reported after he'd retired.
Yes. Well, 2002 was when Mike McQueary saw him in the shower, and then other victims started to come out. But so the abuse was going on for a long time, and he was on the campus, had an office there, all that stuff. That's was a no-no.
Okay, I was a little hazy about that because I'm sitting there thinking, well, Fraterno is his boss. Kate, I don't care where it goes at. You know, you just don't, anything like that you hear happen, you get it reported right away. You know, that's the problem the Catholic Church is having right now because the stuff wasn't reported, you know, wasn't taken care of. You know, and they're trying to hide it up or whatever. And Penn State looks like they're trying to do the same thing. So.
Oh, absolutely. Because if you're the athletic director, of course, why wouldn't you go? I mean, nobody's happy about it. It's sickening, it's shocking, and terrible. But you just go. You have all these other... Nothing's going to happen to the athletic director. It's not their fault. You would just go and report it to the campus police or whoever.
If we can jump to the other side of the state of Pennsylvania, I just want to know what's going on with your Eagles. I thought after they went to the Cowboys, things went around, and they were just going right through the... East and, you know, right on into the playoffs. And
they can't hold a lead. They can't hold a lead. They're not the dream team. They're the drip team. They're the worst. Are you kidding? Andy Reid is brutal. He needs to turn his playbook upside down. Maybe he'll be able to read it better with his thick mustache that hangs over the card that he holds close to his face. It's ridiculous. They can't hold any leads. I would never put any money on the Eagles. Not that I would bet, but I'm saying anybody out there, if you even have a pool, do not pick the Eagles.
Well, what happened, you know, the thing is, I guess he had to suspend DeSean Jackson or from the game. I'm sitting there like, the guy didn't make a meeting or something like that. I'm thinking to myself, what does this guy think he can't show up to meetings? His practice or something, you know? I'm just shaking my head like, you know, if he'd have been at the game today, they probably would have won.
Yeah, you know? But he wasn't, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know. So, the whole thing, you know, if you're looking at the divisions, I mean, about Green Bay is the only one running away with everything, them and the 49ers. Everything else is, all the divisions are pretty close right now, so.
Yeah, they are. But the 49ers look good. The NFC West looks good. But you're right. The East, it's wide open.
So, but anyway, though, other than that, not much else going on. I just, guess we're getting ready for the big holiday push. So.
That's right. In a week and a half, it's Turkey Day, Don. Thanks for the call. Ooh. You can tell because when you go to the grocery store, what do you see the most of? Turkeys. And you know what they have? I don't know about the rest of you, but are you already not ready? Are you just sick of seeing the Christmas decorations already? Oh, they're out. I've seen them. I can't believe it. I've seen a ton of Christmas decorations. Are you kidding me? Can't we have at least a couple more weeks?
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com. healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
That's what he goes there for. Seeing like the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleep.
Coming up, we can count. Box office numbers, all kinds of stuff we're going to mix in there. But before we do that, let's go to Bill in New York. Hey, Bill.
Morning. How are you tonight?
Good. What's in your mind, man?
Good. Real quick, just indulge me. All right, first of all, with the Penn State thing, you know, I hear everybody talking about reporting, reporting, reporting. I'm sorry. I'm a father of two boys, okay? If I walked by a shower and I saw that going on, I would race in there like the linebacker or whatever the hell position he was, and I would battle over that man, and they would probably have me up on charges because I don't know what I would do to them, but it wouldn't be good. Why those men turned a blind eye like that, I don't care what kind of bureaucracy, I don't care what kind of loyalty to Penn State or whatever. I'm sorry, there is, and they're talking about moral obligations. I don't know where a group of men, I mean, not just one, but many men together, where do you find such a group of men that they wouldn't stand up for a child like that and just go in and beat the tar of that man upon seeing something like that? That's one thing. The whole rest of it, yeah, they should all be fired, and they did the right thing, and they're all negligent for that. Now, on the political front, real quick, you know, it's a shame that our media is literally guiding and putting who they want to in our office, because that's what they're doing there. I think Mitt Romney is as weak as the rest of them. Perry, he's out. Well, he's just an idiot, frankly. Herman Cain, I tell you what, for as much as I like him, I think he's would be real good for this country in one aspect, because he's not a politician and so on. At the same time, he's not coming forward with enough statesman-like attitude that, I don't know, I personally look for in a president. And frankly, I think Newt Gingrich is the man who pretty much knows what's going on. He comes off hardcore. Like someone said there, he has a lot to say. He's like an encyclopedia and so on, but every once in a while he tosses a hand grenade and nobody likes it. But I tell you what, it's amazing how much that we for the last 4 years have made a fist and raised it up and said, we're not going to put up with this anymore, all this PC crap that's led us to where we are today and so on and so forth. And we're doing the same thing over and over again. We're just doing it again. So I don't know who's going where in the polling and this and that, but I think if Herman Cain wants to get in there, he needs to shed that cowboy hat of his and don some nice suits and start talking about some foreign policy and so on. We know our economic woes. We're well aware of that, but I want to know what else he's got to offer. On the Iranian front, we need to put a whack on that nuclear facility. All this. You were right earlier. I heard you touch on it, a touch and go on your show tonight. But I heard you say that sanctions and this and that, why are we going that same route? You're absolutely right. I mean, we've allowed this person to build, and who knows exactly what he's built, but we know he's going for what he's going for. We need to take care of it. I mean, I don't. What happened to logic in this country?
I agree. Yep. I agree. Great caller. Call again. Bill in New York. He said it right down the line. I'll tell you what I think. One, what he said about Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's the establishment guy. He's right. That's the guy that's being pushed forward, and that's what he keeps coming up in the polls. And he just is clearly the front runner, whether we like it or not. I agree. Mitt Romney would not be my guy either. He would not be my candidate. Newt Gingrich, I've said this a zillion times. Newt Gingrich is definitely the guy with the knowledge. He writes incredible books. If you read his books, which he doesn't have a ghostwriter for, you see how well steeped he is in policy. And if you've ever watched him comment on any of the shows, whether it's the morning swirls on Sunday, pick a flavor, he's been on all of them, or stuff that he's done on Fox, he stays the course of what he's saying. You know, he has the history that they'll try to chunk out of him with wives and what happened and dumping one wife and then going to the other, but that's ancient history, and that's not enough to knock him off of the stage. The bottom line is this. Now, Newt has moved up. In the Marist poll, which I said there's a zillion of these things, but in the Marist poll, he's now number two. In the case of Cain, he's also right about that. With Cain, he didn't do much in the debate on Saturday, and you have to step up. I mean, you do. What is it? I've asked this question, just an open-ended question. You have to ask yourself this. What is it that you want in a president? What is it that you seek in a president? And there has to be something a little bit presidential about the president, right? I'm just saying. And he makes a good point. You got to be able to knock down all the pins, in other words, not just a handful of them. I can't wait, because we're broadcasting this show from New Hampshire, so I can't wait to have a chance to really get in there and go for all of this when we're on the ground, because that'll be the first primary. And what he said about Penn State was right. I debated whether or not I was going to tell this story in the air, but I'm going to tell it, because I told somebody, a group of people over the weekend, this story, because it's not really about me. He made a point about what kind of man allows this to happen. What guy doesn't go in there and stop that? And I didn't think about this till the last, you know, till over the weekend. When I went to Ohio University, in the dormitory where I lived, there was a girl. I was always a late sleeper, but I got up early one morning, and I was going to the bathrooms. The bathrooms had the showers and everything. And the shower was running, and I was going in the bathroom, and there was a girl that screamed, and there was a guy with a mask on, and he was dressed dark, and he was going to rape her. And I walked in on that. You know what I did? I took, and again, this is not about me. It's about reacting and I took a soap dish and slammed it, threw it at the guy, scared him. He bolted out of there, just pushed over, you know, basically pushed me out of the way, ran out of the restroom area, out of the showers, whatever. And the police came, asked questions, of course, what, you know, we didn't know much about him. I just saw the description I gave you. But the point is that I reacted. And the story isn't about me. I'm a woman. It's a woman reacting, a kid. I was a kid in college reacting to it. So why doesn't McQuarrie or someone else react to that? He has a great point on that. What guy doesn't do that? What guy does not react to that? And then, worse yet, let's just say he's just freaked out by what he's seen. Wouldn't you not immediately call in everybody else? He didn't go to Paterno till the next day. So a lot of that makes absolutely no sense. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you?
Lovely.
Lovely. I like that. You're bringing back the oldies but the goodies.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Okay, there was a little, answer, people on the street poll in the New York Daily News, just after the Penn State, story broke. And they asked the people, in lieu of what's happening at Penn State, would you still, if you had a choice, would you send your child to Penn State? Most of them said yes, because one has nothing to do with the other. Which means what's happening at the football program has nothing to do with their child getting a decent education. So, you know, I don't know how you want to take it, but, you know, some people...
I can tell you one thing, their football program is not going to be the same, because recruits are dumping right and left. If that's what happens there, even if they get rid of everybody, well, first of all, then they got to clear the decks, and who knows who's going to be there in place.
Right.
You know, they had an interim guy on the field this time around, so I think the football program's going to tank a little bit at least.
Right, and I do believe two of his sons are assistant coaches, so I'm just wondering if that's going to affect them work-wise.
Yeah.
And let's say they get tanked as well. You know, if they start sending their, you know, going to different football programs and say, oh, you're Joe Pa's kid? Forget it. Don't bother. You know, that's what I'm thinking might happen. You know?
No, I don't think that happens, because there's loyalty in football. They would get picked up somewhere else. They might actually even be okay on this staff, because they'll say, well, they had nothing to do with, you know, he did report it to the athletic director. It's unfortunate,
right.
But I bet you no. I bet you that doesn't happen there. But it's still costly to the program because of the recruits who are dropping out. And then you have kids that are there now who, if they can get, well, I'm trying to think who would get redshirted, or if they can go to another team.
Right.
I think some of them will dump. I think they're going to have a hard time with that football program. But I don't care. I think it's awful what they did.
Yeah, well, okay, I know, like I said earlier, one has nothing to do with the other, but while you were talking, I was also thinking, like Julie says, you were thinking, what a concept.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, I was thinking maybe this would also affect donations from the alumni. Like alumni who used to write out, in some cases, big checks will probably say, nope, until everything settles. Or make a deal. This money should be sent to, crime prevention against children, that type of thing. At least that's my.
Yeah, and all they can do is, I mean, really, anyone else at the university who had nothing to do with any of this knew nothing about it.
Right.
All they can do is what those kids did: hold up signs, we're sorry for the victims, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I mean, all they can do is move forward. It's just like the governor said.
Right.
That's all anyone else can do. They weren't in the middle of this. They didn't know about it. That's
right.
All, and that's all the university can do. But it'll still damage them in some areas.
Yeah,
maybe
no,
not with kids education-wise
and
going there, but with the football program, for sure it will. Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I know, Julie and I went to the Alouettes playoff game this afternoon. It went to overtime.
And what was the score? I don't know.
There'll be a new Grey Cup champion. The Alouettes lost 52-44. But in a way, you know, I was not totally surprised, because the Alouettes had, you know, all kinds of injuries coming in. And Mark Trestman, this was his last year. And from what I'm hearing, he's got carte blanche. There are some American college teams who are looking at him
So that's what. So your Alouettes went down. Sorry about that, Sam. Oh, and Montreal, they're probably feeling bummed. Thanks. Coming up on the flip side, it is about the numbers. We can count next.
all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
How about 89 seconds? Congressman Ron Paul should complain about what happened at CBS News. Michelle Bachmann was saying there was some bias, but Ron Paul actually didn't get very much airtime during the debate over the weekend. He was given 89, 90 seconds or so of speaking time in South Carolina. What happened? How is that? Don't they equally ask the questions, or are they zeroing in on just a few people? There were a lot of complaints. CBS was fielding them all day long, not just about Paul, but about certain biases, that kind of stuff. It wasn't just Bachmann who was saying it. There were other people, like a lot of the viewers. No matter what stripes they were wearing, they weren't too happy. So how about that? His campaign manager, John Tate, sent out an email, which we got. The email was, what a joke, and he stated, he said it made him sick watching the media once again silence the one sane voice in the election and the one dissenter to a decade of unchecked war, is what he put in this email that he sent out. So how about that? Least speaking time. And there were other things to point to, like a scientific study that the University of Minnesota did confirming that Paul had been given the least speaking time out of all the Republican candidates during all these debates. I thought that was the idea. There were so many debates that everybody would just be talking endlessly. Even less time than John Huntsman, rather, and Rick Santorum. How about that? So, Ron Paul, beaten into silence. That's terrible. Well, that's CBS for you. Not your grandfather's network, or is it? So, let's move on to something else, because we could debate that time thing forever on this show. How about this? Speaking of time, better late than never, rather. Army Captain Tom Harrison's 93 years old. Finally, he got the medals that he deserved, and they arrived with nothing more than a packing slip from a logistics center in Philadelphia on November 4th. And it was a good day for him, though, because it happened to be his 65th wedding anniversary. What in the heck am I talking about? Well, check this out. 6 decades after being freed from a Japanese prisoner of war camp, the Utah vet was compelled to relive some of the horrors and triumphs, I guess, of World War II. What an experience he had. He received that package, and it had 7 military medals, including the Distinguished Service Cross and the Silver Star. Like I said, it arrived in just a package, and that was it. And other people started to find out about it, so he started to be asked questions about what he saw and what happened and all that stuff. And he was part of the Bataan Death March, of course, the POW camps. He was there, and the people that he grew close to when he was confined. And, man, oh, man, he has some incredible memories to share, and he was, thank goodness, able to share them. But how were these medals stuck for so long in the cobweb somewhere? I don't understand that. At least, like I said, at least eventually the medals made their way to this distinguished Army captain who deserved to have them sooner than at the age of 93. But at least he got them. At least he got them, right? And he was excited about that. All right, let's move on to something else. How about this? You know, you see those pink ribbons everywhere, and I don't know why. You just don't really think about that. Well, have the pink ribbons start, and the pink ribbons seem to be part of the whole Susan Komen breast cancer thing. But Estee Lauder, I guess, was the person who came up with this. How about that? And Evelyn Lauder was the one who came up with the idea for the pink ribbon in the early 90s. She was working for one of those women's magazines. I think it was Self Magazine. And she came up with the idea to come up with a pink ribbon campaign. And it started off kind of small, and they were giving out the bows to different women at the makeup counters or whatever. Now, how huge has that become? I mean, that's like the symbol of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's used for raising donations. You know, donate XYZ and get a pin or, you know, whatever. And it's unbelievable how big that's become. Ironically, Evelyn Lauder died over the weekend in Manhattan from complications of ovarian cancer. She was 75 years old. But I think that, you know, there's these little symbols, and that seems to be, especially these days, ribbons of different colors and whatnot seem to be what people grab onto. And that one was, you have to say, was very effective from the PR sense of letting people know this is what this symbolizes. You'd go somewhere and you'd see somebody with one of them on, and you'd recognize it as maybe they were a survivor of breast cancer, that kind of stuff. I even saw a couple of guys with their golfing one time. I saw a couple of guys with them on their bags, and I asked them about it. And one man's wife had died, and the other ones had survived. And it was just sort of their way of marking that, having it on the outside of, it was small, but marking on that side of the golf bag. Wow. All right. Where are we going from here? Well, there are a lot of ways we can go, a lot of directions that we can go, rather. And here's one where we're going to go. We're going to talk about when it comes to numbers, the Occupy movement and the headcount. I mean, who knows how many people are involved if we added up all the cities. I guess we could figure that out. But the numbers change. The biggest still is New York. I've already said that. But there are so many offshoots of the Occupy Wall Street movement that have now gone on in other cities. What's happening, though, in some places, like Portland, the police are arresting people for different things. In Portland, police arrested about 50 with the protest camps clearing. Because what's happening is they want to clear the parks. They want to clean the area, whatever it is. And they're ordering people to get out of the way. And if they don't, if they're blocking the parks, then they're arresting them. And that pretty much what happened in Portland. They wanted the people to clear out. They wanted to close it down, and they wouldn't leave, so they arrested them. And they'll be there for however long they were during the day, and then they'll let them go. But these encampments are springing up in a lot of different cities in the last couple of weeks to present solidarity, I guess, with the Occupy Wall Street movement that started in New York. In September, when I was there, was the very first day they had it. It was just a small group of people then. And Portland seems to be the worst for protesters that are squatting and not leaving and having to push them out. And they're all in this place called Chapman Square. At least here they had no injuries and there didn't seem to be anything that was awful. There wasn't that tear gas. They had riot gear on, but they didn't have to actually clash with the people there. So I think that's better news than some of the other things that we've heard from some of the other places where people are camping out. You wonder how long this continues over the winter or not. Some are saying that in some places it definitely will. Box office bang, Immortals, $32 million opening weekend. Are you surprised by that or not? I don't think so. If you saw the movie 300, which I saw 300 and I actually kind of liked it because I didn't know too much about it. It was one of those surprises, you know, when you get a rental from somebody and you just look at it and you kind of know what it's about, you don't truly know all the details of it. And I did. I liked it. Immortals reminded me of 300, and with good reason, because it was the same filmmakers that did it. This is the gods of ancient Greece, though, and this is just the debut. It was kind of a soft opening. So you had to figure this is domestically that I'm talking about. There was another comedy, though, that was out. Adam Sandler, Jack and Jill, was second, $26 million for Jack and Jill. Adam Sandler seems to do pretty well at the box office. But how about this? J. Edgar, the biopic of course, Hoover, that Leonardo DiCaprio starred in, a lot of people seem to think that that was just going to blow away everybody because Clint Eastwood directed it and, you know, here's a Leo movie. $11.5 million. They have to be disappointed in that. I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you right ahead of time because we do the cheap movie reviews to get away from all the politics and the stuff that drives us crazy. The Twilight Saga. If you have any teenagers, Breaking Dawn Part 1 opens this upcoming Friday. Guarantee number one. You don't have to be brilliant to come up with that. It's going to be number one at the box office, probably $50 million or so.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.